This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there. The us in the studio tonight includes me, Ian.
And Lauren Rumpler, Objectivist Girl.
And Mark.
All right, don't forget you can join us on our website by creating content. What you see on the front page of freetalklive.com was put there by listeners just like you. You can submit content to it. It's a Reddit-based system. You can vote things that you like up, and you may vote things down that you don't like. So go and check it out. Get interactive at freetalklive.com. It's good to be with you tonight and not sitting in a cage.
Yeah, right. Oh, God.
It could have gone either way today.
It could have. You never know, right? Like, people ask me, well, what do you think's going to happen tomorrow? Today. I don't know. I have no clue. So to bring you up to speed, I was facing some 2 years in prison for some ridiculous charges that I was arrested for back in April of this year. There's a more detailed story over at freekeen.com that I posted up along with the actual full sentencing video from today. But I was charged with 2 misdemeanors. One of them was called unsworn falsification, which is not quite perjury. Perjury is a felony. Unsworn falsification is a misdemeanor. And then also the other charge was prohibitions, which seems like a really strange charge. Sounds like you've got alcohol or something like that. But no, it actually is just what was prohibited in this case is using a false or fictitious name when one applies for a driver's license here in New Hampshire. And so I had changed my name legally to Ian Freeman, finally, after many years of using both my given name and the name Ian Freeman over years. And so I finally went through the legal probate court process of doing this, and that's really what got me in all the trouble.
Right, and basically the judge in front of whom you were standing and many of the bureaucrats are sort of, they're the ones that wanted you to change your name legally.
The judge certainly did, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like, even though, like, over those years I had registered to vote under the name Ian Freeman, so I kind of had this idea that, oh, well, it was no big deal to use 2 different names, because I had been using 2 different names for a long time. And there's a court decision in New Hampshire called Moskowitz versus Moskowitz, which says you can use more than one name so long as you, like, you could call yourself Objectivist Girl, so long as you don't use it for fraudulent or criminal purposes. And so I didn't consider myself committing fraud when I went into the DMV to get a license and gave them my given name. Now, the reason I did that 2 days after I changed it legally was because I went in and I tried to give them the name Ian Freeman, to which I just changed it legally. And I had the legal name change paperwork and everything. But they told me I needed some sort of social security paperwork, and I don't want anything to do with the people in social security, so I really would have preferred not to get that social security paperwork, and ultimately I didn't. And the way I didn't get that was I went back the next day, gave them my old driver's license from Florida with my given name on it, and then I didn't have to give them the social security paperwork since I used my given name, since that's what the social security number was, you know, still under.
Associated with, yeah.
Yeah. And so then later, under the threat of arrest by the police, I went ahead and changed the name. I was going to do it anyway, I just hadn't gotten around to it. Changed my name on the New Hampshire license to Ian Freeman. And that was a way for me to avoid having to deal with Social Security. So I was able to successfully get a New Hampshire driver's license with the name Ian Freeman without having to go to the Social Security office.
I got my New Hampshire's driver's license today.
Congratulations.
I just went and got it.
Hopefully they won't be
really
threatening
happy.
You with jail time over it like they do.
Hopefully not. I would really like that. But, you know, at the mention of renaming myself legally Objectivist Girl, I don't think I could go Objectivist Girl full time.
Well, no, that's the thing. Right, like, so for years I didn't rename myself legally, and I finally did it just because I wanted to be called that in court. And sometimes I had been called that in court, but in other courts not so much.
That's
so
funny.
You know, the results were kind of mixed, and so they arrested me for that, and they charged me with these Class A misdemeanors, which means that in New Hampshire a Class A can be sentenced to up to a year in jail. There's also, I think, up to a $1,000 fine for a Class A. And that, too, was obviously fairly inconvenient. I wasn't expecting that to happen. As I explained in court today, this wasn't an act of civil disobedience. I didn't even know that I was breaking the law. And, in fact, the women that worked at the DMV, who knew I'd been, it's the same women that were there one day to the next.
They didn't know you're breaking the law either.
No, they knew I was there one day to the next using two different names, and they didn't say, hey, that might be illegal. No, they just happily took my documents and gave me the license.
Most people don't know when they're breaking the law. I mean, sure. It's like you break like three felonies right in the morning. I mean, you know, it's just the amount of laws in this country are ridiculous. And
it's impossible to know them all. Well, since you bring that up, at the very end of my trial for this, where I was found guilty, ultimately, the police officer from the state police, the detective who is investigating and arresting me in this case, he comes up to me and makes some sort of comment. And you can kind of hear it on the video, but not really. He makes some sort of comment about how, oh, well, I should read more of the laws or whatever. And I asked him if he's read all of the laws. And he admitted, of course, that he hadn't. You know, even though he has read more than the average person because he's a cop.
It's
and
his
that's
job.
Their job. But, you know, I kind of got him to admit that even he hasn't read all the laws. So
and that's just the ones in New Hampshire.
Right. How can anyone be expected to know what the laws are? It's ridiculous.
Agreed. It really baffles me why they care so much about what your name is and what you use as your name. Because, I mean, they've already got numbers assigned to us. They don't really care about our names or our individual identity. But yet, I don't get this. Why is this such a concern?
Well, it's because, this is speculation.
It's the way for the state to make money off you, changing your name, right?
Well, that was done and over with. It's not that they're making money off of the criminal charges. They're not making money off the criminal charges because I won't pay money to the courts. I mean, I won't give money in fines to the courts. So I had paid for the name change, and that was done. That was easy. Like, if it were anyone else going through this process, it should be a relatively easy, smooth process. You pay them 100-something bucks here in New Hampshire. They schedule fill out a very simple form. They schedule a court hearing for you, and the court hearing was the fastest court hearing I'd ever been in. I've been in a lot of court hearings, and this one, I was literally, the judge walks in, I go up to my camera to flip open the little, whatever you call it, viewfinder on the side, and boot it up and, you know, hit start. And literally, by the time I had finished that process, the hearing was over. This guy came in, sat down. I don't even know if he sat down. I think he did. He sat down, and he asked me if, you know, I was going to use this for any fraudulent purposes or whatever, this name change. And I was like, nope. And he's like, okay, here you go. That was it. I mean, literally, there was nothing to show from that court hearing because I didn't even get to record it all on that particular day. So it's a fairly fast thing. Like, at least here in New Hampshire, I was blown away by, like, they scheduled it within 2 weeks. The hearing itself took 30 seconds, and boom, there you go, name change. But for me, it became an issue. Well, I speculate because I'm an activist, right? They sent out a press release when I got arrested.
Yeah.
The state police was like, this minister of the Shire Free Church, Ian Freeman with freekeen.com, he's been arrested. And I don't think, do they do that with every arrest they make? I highly doubt it.
I think you're absolutely right that you were targeted because of your activist status.
But there's a counter-argument to that, Mark. And the counter-argument is that I was only targeted after I fooled around with the ID system too much.
Well, you're an activist for the ID system, too. One of the reasons you chose to go by the law. The state of New Hampshire has a law that says you can change your name without going through the legal name change.
Court decision.
Whatever it is, the Moskowitz decision. Yeah. Sorry. Court decision that says that you can change your name without a legal name change process, and you were attempting to do that. And you showed over the course of 5 years that the government of New Hampshire doesn't care about its precedent. Doesn't.
No.
I mean, mostly they left you alone, but they really wanted you to go through their process.
That's
and
right.
They treated you as though your name was not changed. And you also were working under the assumption that the laws that they have regarding residency were legal. Like, that was the way they were going to act, that you had to claim to be a resident of New Hampshire to be a resident of New Hampshire as its law state. But those two things really came into conflict. The reality of the law versus what is written, it's just not the same thing.
Well, the reality, of course, about law is they do whatever they want or near to it. And we can continue here in moments with the sentencing for me, and thankfully,
I pulled your fat out of the fire
in a jail cell. Yes, Mark, you get all the credit. We'll exactly come back right. with more here in moments. 855, 450-FREE. And I learned a few things today from my experience, which I've constantly been learning about court. And by the way, I did not have an attorney for this, which means I didn't have to pay thousands of dollars to anybody for this. Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies, and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. They are completely free, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their sites. Again, enjoy over at freetalklive.com. You know, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Midas Resources. We love alternative currencies here on Free Talk Live, and some classic alternatives that are still good today, gold and silver. These are great hedges against inflation, and they're pretty. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com and hook up with either one or both. And, of course, the price is right, especially on silver right now, below $20 per ounce last time I looked, like close to $17 yesterday, I think it was, for silver, which is an incredible price. So great time to go and hook up over at gold.freetalklive.com. Maybe you'd prefer to talk to someone on the phone rather than use some internet site. Go to 877-857-9938. Dial that up. It's toll-free for Midas Resources. That's 877-857-9938, gold.freetalklive.com.
That telephone number is at gold.freetalklive.com.
It's on the site. Okay, yes. Good to know. So, yeah, toll-free number again here for us, if you want to call into the show tonight and bring up whatever's on your mind, is 855-450-FREE. We're talking a little bit about what happened today in court for me. I was being sentenced on some charges that have been hanging over my head for about 6 months. I was arrested back in April on some misdemeanor charges having to do with identification so-called crimes. Now, let's be clear. No one was defrauded in this process at any point. No one complained about being defrauded. No right. one was defrauded.
I've no always, one was ripped off.
Right. I've always honored my obligations financially, whether it was under my given name or the name I've chosen for myself. Everybody gets paid if I've told them I'm going to pay somebody, right?
This is a paperwork snafu.
Yeah. And so this was about the government showing who's boss, the state police.
They kind of made it clear, didn't they? I mean,
made it clear who's boss.
Well, like this is
it's always clear.
This
who's
is
boss.
A domination thing. Yeah. Like, they made it clear that that's what it was about.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Well, of course, that was what it was about.
No,
this was an opportunity.
I'm saying that they made it clear that that was what this was about.
What makes you say that?
Well, maybe you should have read the laws thing, that the prosecutor came by with afterwards.
That was the police officer.
He wasn't the one doing the prosecuting?
No, state okay. police. The police will have actual prosecutors prosecute Free Staters and Liberty Activists up here because, you know, we will defend ourselves, unlike the average person who will take a plea deal.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah, so they – and it was interesting, the ruling that came out today. By the way, Mark came out and spoke as sort of a character witness, which I knew that you could have, but I always thought it was something that you did during felony trials. I guess for whatever reason, I never really thought about, hey, you could bring up a character witness on a misdemeanor or something.
Well, I don't think
like
you
that.
Can pull this off very often. Now, I don't. I think that the judge in this circumstance says, you know, like I brought up that, look – Ian's changed his ways over time. Would you not agree? You know, I wasn't badgering him with questions or anything like that. But I was asking sort of making statements that would make someone ask questions. He's changed his attitude over time, and that, your little system is working. This wasn't something he expected to have happen. So.
But wait, are you saying you don't think that normally character witnesses are allowed?
No, I think character witnesses are allowed.
Well, that's what I was saying I learned today, is that apparently you can have character witnesses at a sentencing hearing for a misdemeanor charge.
But you go to court about nine times a year, and I don't know how many sentencing hearings you get out of these
like
things.
Like nine times every 3 months. If you're talking about other people's trials, I'm in there constantly.
And I'm talking about your own. So what I'm saying is that the rarity of me going in mm-hmm. and making a character – I can't give you a character witness every quarter.
No, I see what you're saying.
That be of any value to the judge.
Yeah.
I think that in this circumstance, the judge, you know, listened to what I had to say and took it under advisement because he essentially did what I asked. I mean, and I think that, you know, your conduct up to this point had mattered in that case because this was essentially a regular trial. This wasn't something you were trying to do. This is the way people get caught up in the system on a pretty regular basis.
Sure.
And I think the judge kind of saw that rather than trying to get you with some big sentence.
He knew.
I think you were targeted by the police.
Sure.
I think he had to find you guilty because you were guilty in his estimation by the crimes, but I felt like the judge really tried to be fair in this circumstance.
That's what I said in my article over at freekeen.com, was that Judge Burke, who in a lot of cases has made some undesirable decisions, in this case I think he made the right decision for Judge Burke. And it turned out to be a decent, an acceptable decision for me because I was prepared to appeal this case in New Hampshire if you have a Class A misdemeanor, as it's called, then because you're facing jail time, you can have a jury trial. Now, I'd like to see it to where everybody, no matter what misdemeanor, no matter if there's jail time or not, I think everyone facing misdemeanor charges, even violations, should be able to have a jury trial. But that's another issue. That's what I'd like to see happen. That's not what's happening. So with a Class A misdemeanor, you're facing jail time, you can go to what's called a de novo trial. And that's Latin for from the beginning. From the beginning, meaning that the whole trial process begins anew. All of it, you know, discovery, everything starts fresh. You've got a jury instead of a bench trial. And so it's interesting in New Hampshire because you can essentially have like a test trial first. If it's a Class A misdemeanor, you can go to trial with the judge, and the state has to put on their whole case and call all their witnesses and, you know, ask all their questions. You can cross-examine them and all that and, you know, get a feel for what their case is, basically, and then start again with the jury, which I could have done. And I did do that back in 2011, if you may recall, when I was facing when I faced down some charges for standing in front of a police car.
And you were found guilty twice on that one.
Wait, what?
You were found guilty twice on that, because the judge found you guilty and then the jurors found you guilty.
Not quite.
Okay.
Partially true. The judge found me guilty on the two charges I was facing, resisting arrest and obstructing government administration. When I went to the jury trial, I was only found guilty on one of the two charges. So I actually beat half of the charges in front of the jury. Thing is, the judge at Superior Court at the jury trial sentenced me 50% harsher than the judge at the bench trial did.
True.
So, turns out, even though I beat one of the charges at the jury trial, it didn't help me. I got a worse sentence after the jury trial. So, again, another nice change to see to the system would be that whatever the sentence is at the bench trial should be the maximum sentence at the jury trial. But that's not the way it is. So, there's a disincentive to go to a jury if you get... if you don't get jail time, right? So, in this case today, I was given... community service time, not jail time. I was given a suspended jail sentence. So there's a year hanging over my head in jail if I get another misdemeanor charge or felony
charge. They like to have you that way.
Yeah, so that's hanging over my head. That year in jail is hanging over my head for 2 years. But there's no actual serve time in jail sentence against me at the moment. And so that disincentivizes me from going to a jury, because I know that if I go to the jury... while I have a chance of, you know, what if I, you know, I could hire a lawyer, come at it from a completely different aspect, and, you know, maybe the jury would find me not guilty. Pretty unlikely, though, given our history with juries here in New Hampshire so far. Juries haven't really been so great at doing that. So if I get found guilty in front of a jury, then I could end up with jail time as a result of that. So
I bet I would be willing to bet on it.
So that's why I say it was a smart sentence for Judge Burke today, because he sentenced me hard enough to put the axe over my head. And, you know, show that the state's in charge.
And keep you quiet for 2 years.
Right. That's right. That's the axe over my head. And then at the same time, he didn't sentence me draconian to the point where I'm having to go to jail. So I'm not appealing the sentence, not appealing the case. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120 26 serving 3 square meals units. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. All of the features, we give them to you. So enjoy freetalklive.com. Oh, we got a webcam, too, by the way. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You'll see Lauren's smiling face right there, right now. So, again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. Or where is a good place to go to get Bitcoins?
ExpressCoin.com. They're the best choice for getting Bitcoins. Or if you want to get other cryptocurrencies like Litecoin, Dogecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, they make it fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, so you can get your cryptocurrencies with a check, money order, or wire transfer, or, and I think this is the best option, honestly, you make a deposit at a local credit union that has shared branching, and you can get your bitcoins or cryptocurrencies all within a business day. It's fast, safe, and easy, like I said before. Just start off at ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. You can do it from your smartphone by downloading the app. ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live for up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency with no fee at all. ExpressCoin.com. Coupon code FTL.
Coming up, we'll give you a rundown on what happened with the Robinhood case. It's been a busy week for court here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. As, of course, longtime listeners of the show know that the hosts of this program are typically here in New Hampshire because of the Free State Project, which is an idea of gathering liberty-loving people together into the same geographic area so we can actually have an effect, so we can be together and have, you know, social fun and also do all kinds of effective activism that makes a difference. And I was, you know, so grateful that people came out this morning bright and early, 8:30. Mark even wore a suit to support me in court, which is really appreciated. And it's not uncommon for that to happen here in New Hampshire. If you're going to court and you put it out there, hey, I've got court on this date at this location, and you let the activist community know that, people are going to come out at 8 in the morning or whatever to give you some backup.
And there's a lot of people that were in court today that really, you know, the lucky ones had their family, a family member with them.
Mm, yeah, a lot of people go to court alone.
Most people do.
There was a guy that actually had a seizure in court today.
Yeah, it's a shame.
He was all by himself, and that was it's always scary when that happens. So that's where I was today. Sentencing happened. The video of it is up right now. I'll put a link to it on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter here in a moment. But you can go to freekeen.com and see that. So just to recap, 2 years in prison is what I was facing. The judge did not go in any jail direction. There is a year of jail hanging over my head on both of the misdemeanor counts. And that year is hanging over my head for 2 years. So, you know, they've got me under the axe, so to speak, which is where they like to have me because it, you know, keeps me under more control. But on the other hand, you know, it could have been a lot worse, and it wasn't. And so he kind of balanced things, I thought, in a way that worked for him, that it was the right decision for him to make because he, you know, he appeased the state in that it was still – they still have control over me in that with the suspended sentence.
But the state's attorney asked for 60 days
he
in jail.
He did ask for 60 days in jail. But and at the same time, he made himself look not like a total tyrant. And so he kind of rode the fence, I think, very effectively. And he did a good job with it, all things considered. So there's that. That happened today. I am going the sentence I have is not a fine, by the way. This is also something worth pointing out. So the state's attorney asked for a $500 fine. And I think it may have been $500 fine per charge, but I don't remember exactly what he said. So it was at least $500, maybe $1,000. And no fine was issued to me as part of the sentence, which is fairly uncommon. Normally, when you're getting sentenced, whether it's jail time or not, there's usually a fine that goes along with it. In this case, I was sentenced to community service. Now, in New Hampshire, the way it works here is if you get sentenced to a fine, most of the time you can do community service for that. But a lot of the times, if, let's say, Lauren, you go to court, and you were telling us you don't have a lot of courtroom experience yet.
No, I have been a good kid.
So,
my whole life.
As good as you are, eventually you're going to get some sort of ticket. You'll have the opportunity.
Don't put that on me, Ian.
They're going to get you. I know that Rob Mathias has been pulled over 6 times in like the last 6 months or something like that.
I've been pulled over.
We should take that to court.
No, they just gave me a warning.
Oh, you've lucked out. Okay.
Yeah, they gave me
a
warning. Well, the thing was is that my plate lights were out.
Gotcha.
And so I fixed them, and they haven't pulled me over. But they also were like, hey, you need to change your residency, which is fine because I am a New Hampshire resident now.
So if you were to go to court on one of those, if you got a ticket, and if you were to take it to court, you'd probably get found guilty because, you know, if you get a speeding ticket or parking ticket or whatever, they're going to find you guilty almost always unless the cop doesn't show up. Doesn't matter what questions you ask or what your tactics are. So you get found guilty. And then they'll say something like, oh, well, that'll be a $400 fine. Or let's say you get caught with alcohol, open container or whatever. That's a $500 fine or something arbitrary like that. They hit you with this fine, and then you could say something like,
sometimes
well,
there's a fee for the fine, too.
There's usually a fee for the fine.
It's ridiculous.
I think it's 24%. So then you could say something to the judge like, oh, well, I would prefer to do community service. And that's not good enough, usually, to say that you would rather do community service. Because the judge will usually say something like, oh, well, you'll need to fill out this financial affidavit. Because if you can't afford to pay the fine, then they'll let you do community service. But I've never filled out a financial affidavit for community service. Now, why is that?
Because you refuse to do the fine.
I refuse to pay the fine based on principle. And I let the judges know that when I'm being sentenced, whatever the sentence is, you know, whether it's a speeding ticket or whatever, I let them know I have a moral objection to paying fines into this court system. I don't have a problem with community service or actually paying the fine to a community group. So, you know, if I get hit with a speeding ticket or something like that. One time in Concord, I got a $10 parking ticket. I motioned the court to accept an alternative payment in that case to where I could give $50 to the local food bank. And the judge was like, okay, sure.
Okay, wait. Stupid question.
Yeah.
You ready? Okay, so can you choose your community service?
Yes.
Oh, well then that's the route you should go.
It's absolutely the route I should go. And, of course, the other thing is,
if I'm going to get, like, credit and get off for just doing stuff that I would probably already
do anyway,
yeah. Like share sharing. Like,
exactly.
There you go. Just do work for share sharing.
That's one option.
That's awesome.
And so, but the thing you have to be willing to do is you have to be willing to really stand on your principles. You can't be wishy-washy about it. You can't just say, oh, I prefer community service, because then the judge will demand financial affidavits, and you have to prove that you don't have a job, and there's all kinds of requirements. But if you're firm about it and you say, I refuse to pay the fine, under no circumstances am I going to pay this fine, and I'm willing to go to jail if necessary, then if you're willing to take that position, usually the judge in front of a courtroom full of people will not want to send you to jail because it looks bad. They'll go ahead and agree to community service. And so today what happened was I was sentenced to community service. This judge knows me well enough to where he knows I'm not going to pay the fine. And this is actually another smart move on his part, because there were people still in that courtroom who were not Free Staters, who are not liberty activists, and there's certain things that courts don't want to do in front of the average person, which is one of the reasons why I had to wait through almost every other case throughout the day. It was likely a deliberate choice.
They were hoping that nobody would be there. But yeah, I mean, on top of telling them that there's absolutely no way that you would pay for this, but you should also state that he has a choice here. He can either have you benefit the community or have mm-hmm. the community pay for you to be in a cage.
You can make a statement like that, yeah. Absolutely. And I've made statements like that at sentencing.
Yeah, and then you release that video and it's like, he can't possibly send you to jail.
He prevented me from making any sort of statement like that by just assigning community service as part of the sentence. Had he said...
He did stipulate that your community service can't be for the Shire Free Church.
That's reasonable.
I think it's reasonable, too. I think a minister... If a minister for any other church got community service, it would be unlikely that that minister could do community service through their church.
So by assigning community service rather than giving me a fine, had he given me a fine, I would have said something like, well, I refuse to pay fines to the state. But because he didn't give me a fine, I didn't have any reason to say that. And so the audience did not get to hear me say something like that, to take that kind of a stand. So he prevented me from doing that. It was very smart. 855-453 is the toll-free number here. You can take control of the airwaves. More about whatever's on your mind, you may dial in here toll-free. It's Free Talk Live. It's all coming up.
Hey guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel is paying out over $10 million every week this season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right, for every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code FOOTBALL70. FANDUEL.com, code FOOTBALL, the number 70.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diet to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. They are completely free. So once again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy what we're doing here at Free Talk Live, you can support the show by buying stuff on Amazon. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. There's Amazon UK, Canada, and US. You click into the right Amazon for you and then just get whatever it is you're looking for. Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price when you do that. So once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. Going through some of the details on my sentencing today. Thank goodness it did not involve jail time, at least not immediately. There is a jail sentence that's been suspended over my head for a period of 2 years, a one-year jail sentence. We can talk more about that, but first let's go to Tom. He's in New Hampshire listening online to LRN.FM. Hello, Tom. Tom in New Hampshire, going once.
Yes, hello, I'm Tom.
Hey, yeah, okay. You are here.
Okay, picture these college freshmen who are sick and tired of getting shot down at the beer store because they're under 21, and they're sick and tired of getting chased away from the singles bars because they're under 21. So, by golly gee, they're going to spend spring break somewhere else. They're going to leave the United States bureaucrats' shape on the map, as you would
sure.
say. And those lines on the map mean a lot to bureaucrats, as you might say. And
they do.
They're going to go down to Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico for spring break. And they check into the hotel, and they go hiking around. And where are we going to drink? Oh, here's a place. Restaurant Bar El Andariego. Let's go on in there. They belly on up. And they order up their cervezas and tequilas, and there's mm-hmm. nothing the United States bureaucrats can do to touch them for it because they're not in the United States, right?
Well, I'll bet they've come up with something.
Check this out. The same
oh, no.
kind of law. It's the same kind of law that forbids them to get on a plane in Mexico and spend the rest of their vacation in Cuba. It's trading embargoes. And it's not just countries that are on these lists. But these another list on the Treasury's website is called Specially Designated Nationals, and it's mostly financial institutions that are blocked from sending them wire transfers. But the way the regulation is written, any U.S. person is forbidden to do business with any of these persons, and one of them is that bar that I happened to mention. So the irony is that You know, here you have these people say, hey, we're outside the United States. There's nothing the U.S. can do to make a law against us going into this bar to drink beer. The way they get on these lists, by the way, you get drug kingpins and you get people with terrorist connections. And
so just to be clear, you're saying there's specific bars you can't go and drink at or any old bar?
Just that one happens to be the in Mexico, happened to be on the list.
Okay.
And it's probably true, because it's been there a long time. What about,
well, he said because it's drug dealers.
Well,
or whatever.
It could be that, too.
Drug kingpins and terrorist connections, and they own various businesses.
Right.
And
so if the drug kingpin owns a bar, then you're not supposed to go drink there.
And it's your job to know which countries you're not allowed to go to and which businesses.
So have there been arrests, Tom? I mean, have there been college students who've come back, they posted Facebook photos at whatever bar that was, and then they've been arrested? I mean, have there been consequences?
Not yet. Mostly it's financial institutions that are blocking things, and big businesses aren't selling things with them. But that's just keep in mind.
So you're speculating that they will be targeting college students over this?
It's just a few years ago that Canadians who were born in the United States didn't have to worry about reporting their bank accounts to the U.S. Treasury. They didn't even know about that regulation until nowadays. And we don't know when they're going to start cracking down on so-called U.S. persons. It's the businesses with terrorist connections, businesses that are owned by drug kingpins, and businesses where some wise guy says, hey, you people in Korea, North Korea and Iran and Cuba, you need anything, just order it from me and I'll order it from the United States. And the U.S. bureaucrats see that, and so they add that person to the list. So,
yeah, you never know what law lines you're going to be crossing out there wherever you are on the globe. Thanks, Tom, for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know. And, of course, the IRS really wants to keep tabs on you all around the world. There's the FATCA regulations where foreign banks have to report bank accounts that you have at their bank if you are an American?
They've pretty much solved that. The foreign banks have pretty much solved that problem.
What do you mean?
Well, basically, they just don't take accounts from Americans anymore.
Oh.
If you're a U.S. citizen, you can't get an account in a foreign bank.
Yay.
And it's
what if you're an Estonian e-citizen, though?
What, an Estonian e-citizen?
Have you heard about this?
No.
I'm surprised. I thought you told me about it. So there's an activist up here, Menno, who is really into, like, traveling around the world and avoiding the state and trying to seclude yourself from being contacted by them. Anyway, I guess he found this news story about Estonia. They're creating an e-citizen. And I don't know if that means that you would be able to get a passport, but the rumor is they might do that at some point in the future, that you'd be able to apply for citizenship in Estonia from a distance. Now, it's not happening yet. It's supposedly in the planning stages.
Okay.
But that might be interesting. Like, if you could just give Estonia some money, and then they let you become a citizen, and then you can have your own Estonian bank account or whatever, or get a passport.
It'd be very interesting if a country went and just went with the cheap citizenship route rather than the expensive one. Now, consider the U.S. State Department really hates this stuff. They will crack down. They'll stop the payments to you. You won't get the free money, that kind of thing that you would otherwise get. Sometimes you'll lose trade status as a country.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd be very interested. What would it be like if the average American could give $3,000 or $4,000? I'm just trying to think of a high number for people that would be high but reachable. Because currently, I think St. Kitts has something where if you buy a $400,000 piece of property, that your family can become citizens or something like that.
Something reachable by the average person, on the other hand, would be a big deal.
It would be interesting if what would happen if that occurred. So you could become an Estonian e-citizen and likely not have to give up your U.S. citizenship. Most of these countries aren't like, oh, yes, you'd absolutely have to give up your U.S. citizenship immediately. The United States may not even know about it. And then you can start filing taxes differently at some point or another. You'd obviously have to tell them that way. Or you can get your passport or whatever it is you want to do. The world's becoming much more mobile. There's far fewer people that need to be nailed down to a geographic area to do a job compared to 10 years ago or 20 years ago.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of citizenship at all, because citizenship suggests that you owe a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. And we know that governments around, at least in the United States, have no obligation to protect you. And so
it's an implication of ownership.
Which it really is.
One, I mean, not that I want to go too deep into this right now, but it's one of the reasons that I'm polyamorous is because I just don't like the idea of ownership.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah. And owning another person, it bothers me. And, like, the idea of citizenship is just another one of those things.
It's another word for serf. It really is.
Yeah.
Subject. But if you don't ever go to Estonia, then being a citizen there could be of benefit, right? Because they can't really do anything to you if you're not within their borders. So in the same way that in the United States, if you keep your car registered, if you move to New Hampshire but you keep your car registered in the state in which you are coming from, then to some extent that gang is now finally giving you some protection. You know, like they're a gang, a criminal gang, and there's 50 of them in the United States, and you can to some extent play them off of one another. And so to have Estonia doing this means that, you know, there might be a little bit more competition among the states of the world. It's an interesting idea.
Yeah, maybe. I think it is.
That would be good.
Yeah, one worth keeping an eye on, I think. So back to a little bit more here about what happened in court today with me. I was sentenced to 100 hours of community service, 50 hours per misdemeanor charge, and a year of jail suspended over my head for 2 years. And again, the community service was given to me because I refused to pay fines, and the judge knew that, so he just gave me the community service right out rather than going with the fine. And the other interesting thing here that happened is that all of this happened without the assistance of an attorney. Now, I'm not saying that to brag that I'm a great pro se litigant or anything like that, but I've done it enough to where I'm comfortable doing it. And in the system that we have here, there's really no reason not to, especially if you've got Class A misdemeanors, because you can, in New Hampshire, you can appeal a Class A misdemeanor to a jury trial. So had I wanted to appeal, if I'd gotten a bad sentence today, something I didn't want to deal with, mm-hmm. 60 days in jail, I could have appealed to a jury trial and then hired the lawyer. You know, then it's more serious. Bring the lawyer in at that point. But there's no reason to not just go for it yourself and get the courtroom experience of taking something on your own to trial. Really.
But only a Class A misdemeanor, not a Class B misdemeanor, and not a Class
whatever
felony.
But with a Class B, you're not facing jail time anyway, so you might as well do it yourself in that case, too.
I feel bad.
Violations, you might as well do it there as well. Speeding ticket, parking ticket, take it yourself.
I feel bad about saying this, but I'd be so nervous.
Oh, yeah. It's really nerve-wracking.
Try and talk.
It is nerve-wracking.
I was nervous sitting up there giving testimony for his sentencing. I wasn't even facing jail.
Right.
I mean, you know how, open I am about talking and, assertive I am, but the minute you put me in front of the state, I just...
It's scary. Let's talk about the nerve factor here in a moment, because I think that's interesting, and it's something almost everyone would experience in a courtroom environment. More coming up here, Hour 2's next, Free Talk Live.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com. Promo code 8989.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.